An explosion today at a popular shrine in central Bangkok, Thailand, has reportedly killed more than a dozen people. Joining us is Michael Sullivan, who covers the region for NPR. And Michael, let's talk about where this happened. People are calling it the Times Square of Thailand. What's located there?
What isn't, Jeremy? I mean, the explosion occurred at the Rajprasong intersection. That's in the central business district in front of the Erawan Shrine. There's lots of malls there. There's lots of high-end hotels there. There's a SkyTrain public transport that goes just overhead. I mean, almost everything is there. And here's the important thing. If this was indeed a bomb, this is the place where in 2010, anti-government demonstrators gathered to protest against the government that was in power then. And in the end, the military, the army, dispersed those demonstrators forcibly, and more than 90 people, most of them civilians, were killed. So if this was a bomb, then this was a very symbolic place to set one off.
Well, is that the initial reaction from authorities there and from people who are talking about what has happened today, that this has something to do with people who are angry at the military government?
I don't know what the officials are thinking, but I know what they're saying. And they're saying it was definitely a bomb. They'll find whoever did it. They're not saying who they think is responsible or whether it's politically motivated. But it's pretty clear the leading candidates would have to be the opposition, supporters of the democratically elected government that was overthrown in May 2014. Because if it was a bomb, then this is obviously an escalation, yeah? Because things have been really quiet here since the military seized power. Even given Thailand's recent history of demonstrations, coup. But this time, the military seemed to have gotten a lid on things early and kept the lid on for quite some time, with just a few hiccups along the way at the beginning after the coup and in November, and again, I think in May on the anniversary. But not much violence, just a few random grenade attacks. So that's considered tame here. So they have to be, after this, I think, worried.
The other reason that some may look to, because it's been associated with car bombs in Thailand in the past, is the Muslim separatist insurgency in the south. Tell us more about them and their history.
This is a low-level insurgency that's been going on since 2005. There's been about 5,000 people killed in Thailand's southernmost, mostly Muslim provinces. Having said that, I think this is a tremendous reach to even suggest that anyone in that movement, any of the separatists, were behind this attack. To me, this looks politically motivated on a much larger scale.
We've heard that hospitals in Bangkok are looking for translators. Do we know anything about the extent of the injuries or how many of the injured ended up being tourists, foreigners who were there in Bangkok?
We don't have any definitive word, but again, I mean, this place was a place that's very popular with both Thais and foreign tourists, and the police are saying that several foreigners are among the injured. It's not clear about how many, if any, are among the dead, but it was a massive blast. I watched the footage of it on Thai television tonight, and people just ran everywhere after, and there were charred remains of motorcycles and other things that could be seen in the street. But as we speak, the authorities seem to be in control. The scene has been cordoned off, mostly cleared, and they seem very determined to get things back to normal, whatever that is, as quickly as possible.
All right. Well, we will continue to watch for details coming out of Bangkok after this bombing today. Michael Sullivan joining us from Chiang Rai, Thailand. Michael, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.